The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Help the Crowd Shout Radio Show grow and thrive by doing something you already do. Shop on Amazon. Amazon always has great deals for whatever you are looking for. From survivalist and riot gear to Beanie Babies. Next time you're going to shop at Amazon, use my link. The prices stay the same, but I get credit for the sale. Just go to tinyurl.com/LouisB and just shop normally, knowing that you're helping support the Crotch Shot Radio Show. That's tinyurl.com/LouisB.
That's the end of my show. Donk.
Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy, the weepy.
Welcome to the Crowd Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We will do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no bullshit from nobody. I actually expose the bullshit of society and chop it up into easy to digest chunks for you. No, I do not pull punches. I don't give a fuck what you think. I don't give a fuck what you... I don't give a fuck what you think. Just, if you're gonna put words in my mouth, prepare for me to fucking put a fist in it. I am tired of people assuming shit. I am tired of people projecting their bullshit. And fuck liberalism. That's all I gotta say. Anyways, today won't be any different. Today we're gonna be talking about beware the male feminist. What's a male feminist? Well, it's usually a guy that claims that he's an ally for women's rights. That is the innocent definition of it. What I would define it as a guy that's full of shit. And I'm going to tell you why. In fact, many people have written about it. I and spoken about it. It's in fact, hold on. Let me see if I can play this clip from Joe Rogan.
First of all, when did men start becoming feminists? Was it Alan Alda? Did he pull that shit first?
No, I think it's. But you know, the early 70s, 60s.
Did they start saying it?
I mean, I'm sure like Warren Beatty was, even though, you know, I guarantee you he was.
But he was such a pussy. Huh?
I know. How is that possible? I know. I guarantee you he was.
Maybe. Maybe. I think, you know, people don't like the term egalitarian. They think it's a cop-out. Like, oh, no, no, no. If you really cared about women's rights, you'd identify yourself as a feminist. Like, no, I like humans. I like all of them. I like nice women. I like nice men. I like people that are fun to be around. Obviously.
Yeah, and honestly, like, I walk around New York City with a shirt that says feminism is cancer, because feminism has become a cancer. And that's not what the show's about. I just, you know, I consider myself an egalitarian. Of course women should be paid the same as a man for equal work. And if a woman's gonna become a miner, and I mean by mining as in a coal miner, yes, she should get paid the same as her male counterparts. If she could do the same amount of work as a man, of course she deserves equal pay. That's a no-brainer, but a lot of times feminists have fudged the numbers, as exposed by Christina Hoff Sommers, who is a real feminist, about that whole thing. But you have these guys that go around like, oh, I'm a feminist. And I'm just raising the alarm. Those are the guys you really got to look at. The guys that are claiming that they're allies, that you know, especially the ones that basically shit on other men, because that's kind of like self-hating blacks or self-hating Hispanics or whatever. It's like, so you're going against your own. You're going against your own, or even just going along with. In fact, just regurgitating. A lot of the bullshit that feminists say about men. Oh, well, men hate women because they stand before they pee. They stand when they pee. Or you know, stupid shit like that. And I'm just saying, they're just not being genuine. They're the ones that are dangerous. In fact, here, let me read this article. It's called Beware the Male Feminist, How Allies Often Undermine the Very Movement They Claim to Support. This is from thecrimson.com. Saturday Night Live produced a skit called Girl at a Bar, where a woman sitting alone at a bar is repeatedly approached and self-proclaimed feminist men. Not gross guys trying to hit on you or anything, who make it clear, though, they're with through their pussy hats and their feminist t-shirts, that they are not one of those skeezy guys at a bar. However, after successfully convincing the woman of their feminist credentials, these men use the opportunity to make sexual advances, it should be, I guess, put there. And when she gently rebuffs their advances, these men become angry, calling her a bitch and complaining that it's not fair. Yeah, and I've seen this. Like, oh, dude, I'm totally woke. Like, you see this a lot with guys that are nice guys. Like, look, I like doing nice things for people. People in general. When I do nice things for women, I'm not expecting them to like fall in love with me or thank me by sucking my dick or anything. I'm not expecting that. That is not the purpose of me doing that. In fact, I had someone come over to my place. I cooked her dinner. And the reason why I did that, not so I could get into her pants, is because I value her her talent as a reporter, and she was getting attacked, and I was afraid that she would be pushed out and turned off to the movement, that she would stop being an awesome reporter. And I saw value, and I still see value in her work. In fact, she's blowing up now. You probably seen her. She, you know, I don't know if she'll want me to mention her name, but like, she was getting ridiculed and treated like scum. And I'm like, I'm thinking, wait a minute, if she quits, or she if she stops being a reporter, or she stops her work, her important work, it's going to fuck up everybody else. She is that, to me, she's that important. I wanted her to know that there were people that appreciate her work, and not try to like fuck her. Who are not trying to fuck her, you know? Because I mean, I kind of get how that could be fucking annoying. You know, I could kind of like understand that, how that could get fucking annoying. Do I consider myself a feminist? Hells to the no, it's cancer. But you know, I shouldn't have to be labeled a feminist because I treat a human being like a human being, and I want to see them okay, so that way they can continue their fight. It's kind of like in cycling, where there are climbers. There's the leader. There are climbers. There are sprinters, but also important on the team, they're the domestiques. The domestique is the cyclist that he's basically the water boy, the water and snack guy. He also helps out the leader with drafting, which is when he rides ahead of the leader to block the wind. To block the crosswind, so that way it creates a slipstream, so that way it's easier for the leader to keep going. He doesn't have to work as hard because the domestique is blocking the wind, keeping the leader fresh. And I forgot where I was going with this. But you have these guys that be like, oh yeah, baby, I'm totally in the know. I'm totally woke. And it's false advertising. You know what? And those are like disingenuous. Those are liars. Those are liars. And I'm going to go into a deeper detail, because there are three articles that I found of guys who claim to be feminist doing some stupid shit. And those are the one. Those are you. I mean, it happens a lot. It's well known about this. So let me just get into this. All right. So back to this article here. I just took out the pertinent three paragraphs here. This is the woke misogynist that Nona Willis Arwanowitz wrote about. This is the self-proclaimed feminist man who proudly attends the Women's March, reads Judith Butler, and casually throws around terms like gender performativity, but who also harasses, talks over, belittles, and sexually assaults women. Keep that in mind, the last one. Keep the last one in mind. This is the man who prides himself on his progressive politics, who puts anti-Trump and support Orlando filters on his Facebook profile pictures, but who then calls Tommy Lahren a useless bimbo and a whore on the Occupy Democrats Facebook page. That's not very feminist-like. That's not very ally-like. I mean, that's kind of like how when I'm at a Trump rally, fucking, you have like people look at me. It's like, why are you here? You're Spanish. I was like, what the fuck is that supposed to mean? Fucking racist. What are you doing that? Yeah, because I fucking work. That's why I'm a fucking Trump supporter. Because I don't want to have to fucking support some other lazy bum while I'm fucking breaking my balls fucking working. Ugh. So, in fact, hold on, let me see, where should I go, man, I tried to do some show prep, but there's like so much shit, so here, in fact, this is from Milo Yiannopoulos, he mentioned this.
Feminist, the male, the male feminist is the most sort of grotesque and bizarre invention of modern culture. These beta-orbiting cucks proudly carry the feminist banner because they think that joining that cause is the best way of getting laid. Why do you think? Well, no, they do. This is You see, you laugh. Everybody laughs at this, but it's not a joke. It's not a joke. Why do you think so many of them turn out to be perverts or virgins or both? Like these guys. Male feminists is a remarkable thing. It's weird how perverts are drawn to an ideology that claims to be respectful and protective of the female gender. It's like infamous pedophile Jimmy Savile in the UK, who was only really spoken about after he died because nobody would dare go for one of the BBC's treasured stars while he was living. But after he died, it turned out that he had most likely abused dozens, if not hundreds, of children. What was Jimmy Savile most famous for in his charitable works? Children. He was looking after children. Jim'll Fix It was a show on TV where he made children's wishes come true, made some of their nightmares come true too. It's weird. You can always tell a man who identifies with feminism, who is.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
He's wandering around campus, barking third wave phrases at you, highly likely to end up in prison as a sex offender. For very good reason, if you're a woman in the audience, not to date someone who describes themselves as a male feminist. Jimmy Savile regularly donated to children's charities. As well as providing him victims, it gave him cover. And male feminism, and indeed feminism in general, is a way that a lot of lowlives provide themselves with cover. This guy, Devin Faraci, on the internet, is a sort of notorious social justice warrior parasite. Wasted no time in leaping on some locker room commentary from Daddy, from dear Donald Trump. Wasted no time in critiquing some rambunctious language from Donald Trump. And then, of course, it turns out that he himself abused this woman. And, of course, you know, he comes in some awful, pathetic, groveling apology afterwards. But you can always tell the people who are the most hysterical on campus, the people who are trying to control you, who want you to believe certain things, and who threaten you with social consequences, and even academic and professional ones, if you don't comply with their peculiar left-wing strictures. Very often, this is the mark of somebody who is trying to cover up for something. And very often, you'll find that people who say they subscribe to feminism are really using it as cover to treat women abominably.
Yeah. I mean, that's usually what happens, and that's kind of what brings this up. In fact, some of you probably already heard about this. This porn star, male porn star, named James Dean, self-proclaimed feminist, male feminist. It came out, his girlfriend, porn star Stoya, very, very gorgeous woman, that he raped her. And then other women came forward saying that he raped them. Like, this, and honestly, this is nothing new. This is nothing new. Yet, someone like me, oh, I'm a creep. I've been called a creep, or, you hate women. No, I hate bullshit. Like, no matter where it is, I hate bullshit. I hate people who are full of shit. I hate liars. I hate people who claim that they are constantly victims. For no reason. Like, I mean, look. Street harassment, I mean, it's one thing if you're being, like, some dude touches you or pulls his dick out, you know, pulls his dick out on the train and starts, like, rubbing in the kill that motherfucker. And yes, I'm advocating violence for fucking subway jackers. You're disgusting. Like, I remember when I was a kid. I was riding the train with my mom. We were coming from Queens, Queens Center Mall, and I was standing. My mom was sitting, you know, because that's what you know. Of course, my mom gets to seat, and I stand because I'm, you know, that's how I'm taught. That's how my mother taught me. So you know, I'm holding onto the banister, and you know, it's packed. So there was a woman behind me, and I just thought someone was rocking, and you know, it was like we were being jolted by the, you know, the rocking of the train. So people were moving, and so it was packed. She was close to me, so she was practically on top of me, and you know, all of a sudden, my mom pushes me out the way. And what I thought was the rocking of the train, which was causing the woman to, like, move on top of me, was a fucking pervert with his dick out, freaking dry humping the woman. Pushing her, and then pushing up against me. You know, I was a boy, so I didn't understand what was going on until my mom explained it to me. I mean, those idiots. I mean, I bet he fucking described, oh, I'm a feminist. It's like, I'm gonna say these things and that thing. I'm gonna use this verbal judo to get this, you know, get this girl thinking I'm woke. Those are fucking animals. Fucking animals. But here you go. In fact, let me read this from the fake news website, CNN. You're fake news. With this, blah, blah, blah. I'm like a guy a chick might actually meet in the bar, he told GQ in 2012, describing his appeal. He not only looked the part, but also appeared poised for crossover success into mainstream media as an actor and a spokesman for sex positivity. Now his boy next door image is under threat amid allegation he raped an ex-girlfriend, beat up one actress, and tried to force himself on another. He has not been charged with a crime, but the backlash has been intense. Dean's former girlfriend and co-star Stoya was the first to speak up on Saturday. In a tweet, she accused Dean of holding her down and raping her. That thing where you log in to the internet for a second and see people idolizing the guy who raped you as a feminist, that thing sucks, she said. Stoya's allegation led others in the adult film industry to speak out against Dean using the hashtag Solidarity with Stoya. He's dead on the inside and dead to me. He literally the worst person I've ever met. That's all I'll say for now, industry veteran Joanna Angel said in a tweet. In an essay published Monday on the Daily Beast, former adult actress Tori Lux said Dean pinned her down and hit her in the face on set at a porn studio in June 2011. In another Daily Beast story published Monday, adult actress Ashley Fire said she refuses to work with Dean because he tried to rape her in a communal bathroom of a studio. Dean did not return CNN's request for comment, blah, 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 blah. So, that's not the first time. This is from Gawker. Remember when Cards Against Humanity guy was accused of rape? Max Temkin, one of the creators of the wildly popular indie game Cards Against Humanity, was accused of rape last month. He denied the allegation, then bemoaning how it would haunt me the rest of my life. Turns out it haunted him for about 4 weeks. Today, New York Times Style section published a nice little puff piece about Temkin and his game with no mention of the accusation. It focuses on the card's success with young, hip New Yorkers. Oh, you know, honestly, that game, like, I guess it's another liberal thing. There used to be an open mic that used to use Cards Against Humanity, and apparently, you know, you can't make any trans jokes there. But anyway, that's a story for another day. several people that I went to school with have posted a Baltimore Sun article from 2012 about the success of Cards Against Humanity, a popular indie game created by a Gaucher alum. That is my by a Gaucher alum. That is my rapist. Okay, wait. From those who missed the first time, a woman who attended college with Temkin at Gaucher accused him of raping her in a Facebook post on July 13. She wrote, "Several people that I went to school with have posted a Baltimore Sun article from 2012 about the success of Cards Against Humanity, a popular indie party game created by Gaucher alum. That is my rapist. He is having his face pop up on my newsfeed unexpectedly in any context has the capacity to ruin my day. Seeing him praised in the press is giving me a panic attack. He should not be held as a good example of the excellence of Gaucher grads have, can, and will continue to achieve." Temkin responded in which on his post on his blog, in which he called the accusation totally patently false and suggested his accuser might be upset because he unceremoniously dumped her in college. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, but it is kind of, there is a pattern. There is a pattern where, you know, these guys, they come out like, "I'm a feminist," and they're the ones that are like the biggest danger. Yeah, me, you know, being a Trump supporter, it's like, "Oh my God, he's creepy. Stay away from him. He's creepy." Creepy why? Because I don't fucking put up with your shit. I treat you equal. Because that's what I really do, is like, I, you know, like I'll talk to a chick the same way I talk to a dude. It's like, yo, fuck you, Louis. Now, fuck you. Here's another story. Male feminist arrested for child porn. This is from the Daily Caller from June of this year. This is a former moderator on one of the internet's most prominent gaming forums, NeoGAF, has been arrested on charges of possessing child pornography. 32-year-old Christopher John Goldberg, who went by the name Ari Ox on social media, was a male feminist who often took to Twitter to express his hatred at sexist and Trump supporters in vocal support of the Women's March. He was active during the Gamergate debacle that took the gaming world by storm in 2014, taking the side of feminists. The Toby Hanna Pen man was charged this Wednesday with 64 counts of child porn possession and one count of criminally using a computer to download the illicit materials. Goldberg told police that he believed the pictures were not illegal if they didn't depict sexual acts, but the police didn't buy his excuse and issued the charges against him. I mean, shit. Honestly, if you guys want to call in, I got my Skype open. You guys could call me on the Skype at Crotch Shot Radio. And if you guys want to talk about this, whoever, in fact, if you guys are in the chat room, you guys could chat it up in the chat room. Got people listening. Thank you. So, okay, what's the, we're the Proud Boys. So, we got, what's this, we got Fab Chick. Big shout out to you, my love. How you doing? I may not be a feminist, but I do respect your rights. And I do find you pretty enough. And yes, I am sexually attracted to you. So, I am not gonna lie. That's probably another reason why people think I'm creepy, because I don't fucking lie. I'm like, if I'm pissed off, I'll tell you I'm pissed off. If I, you know, I really don't got time. I don't got time to fucking be lying or making up shit. You like me? Yeah. You don't like me? Fine, whatever. Moveon.org. Anyways, if you guys want to call me, my number is 347-927-6824. That number again is 347-927-6824. In fact, we're going to take a quick, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to play a song by the Roast Beef Curtains, Rabbi David.
Rabbi David's in the shower, and it's been over an hour or two. Rabbi David's eating bacon. I'm gonna tell his mom he's faking that you. I can't believe what I just saw. A holy man who loves to disobey the law. I can't believe what has been seen. What does it all mean? Rabbi David chocolate sauce all in his sheets. He's cursing everyone he meets. He thinks he's famous. He's getting drunk and now he's drinking from a box. And the box is going faster than a spear with heavy locks. I can't believe what I just saw. A holy man who loves to
is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Should I believe in God? What does it all mean? In the shower, and it's been over an hour or two. Rabbi David's eating bacon. Gonna tell his mom he's faking that too. We'll be right back.
Help the Crowd Shout Radio Show grow and thrive by doing something you already do. Shop on Amazon. Amazon always has great deals for whatever you are looking for, from survivalist and riot gear to Beanie Babies. Next time you're going to shop at Amazon, use my link. The prices stay the same, but I get credit for the sale. Just go to tinyurl.com/LouieB and just shop normally, knowing that you're helping support the Crotch Shot Radio Show. That's tinyurl.com/LouieB. Yeah, that was the Roast Beef Curtains with Rabbi David. You could catch him on the Facebooks. Go to facebook.com/roastbeefcurtains. In fact, I want to play their other track. It's called My Fifth Bass Girl. That was the Roast Beef Curtains with their song Fifth Bass Girl. Check them out, the Roast Beef Curtains. Google them. Yeah, man, we're back. And I just wanted to get into this article. There was this article that I read called Why I Won't Date Another Male Feminist. And basically she talks about any man who claims to be a male feminist is full of shit and just trying to get some ass and still does not respect women. I mean, at least when, like, a guy like me, yeah, I'm a libertarian, but I'm a right-leaning libertarian. Like, I feel like it is my duty to please that booty. No, I'm just kidding. It is my duty, my honor, or, you know, my responsibility to take care of the women in my life. When it's my mother, my grandmother, my cousins, you know, my various friends. In fact, I have women in my life who I'm not related to, who I consider my sisters, who I care for deeply, who I would take a bullet for, who are my advisors, my my confidants, who I love and respect, and again, not related to them in any way. I trust them with everything. I in fact, when one of my sisters came, I mean, she's older than me, so you know, it's like I don't want to say I took a submissive role, but it was like I heeded her guidance. Let's just say that. And I would, you know, I was very protective of her. I definitely was not trying to get in her pants. And you know, there. In fact, a big shout out to my sister Novi, and a big shout out to my sister Nicole. Smart women, capable women, who I care for deeply. I mean, it's just. But the thing is, these male feminists, they can't really respect women. They can't really be an ally that they're trying to protect, because that's not their goal. They can't see women other than just sex objects. And I'm not saying that so I could be like, I'm not a feminist. I'm egalitarian. I'm not doing it to impress anybody. I'm doing it as a sense of duty. It's not something I want to do. I mean, look, that's coming out wrong. It's something I have to do. I have to be protective. But that doesn't mean I'm not one of those guys that will take shit. In fact, I've spoken about many a woman that have pissed me off, and I'm just like, no. No, because same as a dude that's pissed me off and pulled this shit, I'm a fucking cuss him the fuck out. There's no difference. This, oh, you're arguing with a female. Well, that female's being fucking stupid. The fuck you want me to do? Oh, just because she got a pussy, she gets away with fucking murder? No, fuck that. That's me. No, I'm an equal opportunity cuss you upper. Cuss you outer, I guess. Cuss you upper. Why did I say upper? In fact, here, this is another article written by a woman. Why she won't date feminist men. One of the reasons she gave was no chivalry. Usually men who believe in the rights of women lack chivalry. They treat women as equal, but not better than men. So when you are an equal, he doesn't have to hold the door for you or pay your bill. Just like atheists have no holidays, feminists have no concessions for being women. That is why legendary actress Marilyn Monroe once said, "Women who want to be equal with men lack ambition."
Again,
side note, like when feminists complain about that, but you can't have it both ways. You can't say you're equal to men, which a lot of you say, and then still expect us to do to do that shit. Like, you gotta understand that feminism is what is killing dating. It's like, why would any man wanna open his wallet or be like that if it's like you feel like you're owed that? Oh, I wanna be courted. Not when you cut your hair short, and call me, you chauvinistic son of a bitch, like Bill Burr would do in that Bill Burr skit. Anyways, yeah, I mean, another reason why this comes up, because I mean, I've spoken about this dude on my show. There was this comedy club owner who kicked me out for saying sexist jokes which one of them was, I would never call a woman a bitch because female dogs are loyal. For that, it was like, oh my goodness. Because he was one of those liberal guys that is like, I wanted a career that saved space. I'm a feminist. Turns out, he kicked me out. Fine, fuck him. It was a shit venue anyways. You know, I was doing comedy everywhere else, so that didn't fucking hurt me not one bit. He ends up losing his location, has to move to a basement underneath a bar with no fire exits. Freaking, it was a death trap. It got shut down by the city. He tries to blame me because I'm a Trump supporter. And is like, oh, he's trying to get revenge. He wasn't even a verse in my rhyme book. That old saying. And he's like trying to get all the New York City comedians to come after me and all that shit. And you know, he's like, oh, I'm going to look for another venue. We're going to have this fuck Donald Trump thing. Turns out somebody comes forward, a woman, says, hey, Mo, you raped me. In fact, here, this was actually written by Mike Cernovich. He covered this. Media covers up rape accusation against prominent Hillary Clinton supporter. Hillary Clinton supporter, comedy club owner, and accused rapist Mo Fathelbob was a media darling who became something of a folk hero after his underground club in the wake of the Oakland warehouse fire that killed 36 people was shut down by the New York Fire Department for safety issues. The Verge and other media outlets wrote about the club's shutdown by blaming 4chan and the alt-right. The coverage of the club shutdown was remarkable because it was the fire department that shut down the venue. 4chan saved lives. One woman, seeing the positive press coverage and fundraising efforts started on Fathelbob's behalf, had enough. She claimed Fathelbob raped her and now at the now defunct comedy club. According to the accusation made on Facebook, an unconscious woman woke up with Fathelbob inside her. And they, you know, put the screenshot. Where is the media outrage? Where is the coverage? The journalist who found Fathelbob a fascinating case study when he was attacking Trump and his dangerous club was shut down haven't reported on the accusations. Compare these glowing articles of Fathelbob, and there's a screenshot, with Mo Fathelbob rape. The media doesn't care about women or rape. They will cover up alleged rapes committed by Hillary Clinton supporters. I mean, okay, well, this is not going with my point, but I'm just reading this because this is what happened. The rape accusation was made on Facebook rather than to a police officer. However, Fathelbob said in the past that all rape accusations must be believed. And that's what they say, all rape accusations must be believed. Yet these are the motherfuckers that are raping. Male feminists are the ones that are most likely to rape you, ladies. Is what I'm trying to say. I mean, I'm not saying don't be careful about other people. Like, you know, hey, I'm in a dark alley. Like, my precious. Like, you know, fucking be careful. I mean, carry some pepper spray. Learn some Krav Maga. Maybe, oh, actually, you know, for my Puerto Rican sisters, a knife, of course. Like, stab a motherfucker in the balls. I mean, that's all I'm saying. Like, yeah, if some dude's gonna rape you, fucking cut his deek off. And the only reason why I can say that, because I know for sure I ain't gonna do some dumb shit like that. I'm not sick in the head. And personally, I mean, not to toot my horn, but toot, toot, fucking toot. I like seduction. I mean, I guess I'm kind of the, you know, typical Latin, like, I like it, I find it sexy, I like sexy, not, like, there's a time to fuck, but, you know, I don't, it doesn't get me off having a woman in fear, forcing myself on her. That thought just sickens me and angers me. like how anyone could do that. I don't understand how a man could get hard and get off by having a woman scream and cry in fear with that happening. I don't get it. I like it when I invite a woman. She is if she's turned on by me physically and she comes willingly, that's more that is what gets me off, if that makes any sense. But anyways, like he got this chick drunk in the basement of the first location. And then this motherfucker turns around and says that she raped him. Like he tried to flip the script. I mean, these male feminists, man, are so full of shit. Like the whole liberal agenda is such full of shit. It's fake. It's fake. It's all about fucking virtue signaling. Like, look at me, look at me. I'm a good boy. I'm a good girl. I'm so aware. I'm going to just ignore the bullshit. But then it's like, look at me. Like me, I'll point out the bullshit of Black Lives Matter. Their inherent racism. I mean, I guess I can do that because I'm as a Hispanic, you can't fucking call me a racist. You can't say, yo, you're bigoted. Against who? I got fucking African blood in me. That's what Puerto Ricans are made of. We got African blood in us. So try again. I could call, you know, I'll call out bullshit on all these fucking liberal things, these liberal movements. I mean, they're just fucking lazy. Oh, he said grab him by the pussy. No, when you're rich and famous, they let you grab him by the pussy. That was the full fucking quote. Anyways, here. The real issue isn't Fathelbob. It's the fake news media. If a Trump supporter were accused of rape, can you imagine how many stories they'd be published? Yeah. Yeah. So. Here it is. Hey, remember that? In fact, read more about Fathelbob's rape accusation here. Okay, let's go there. And of course, yeah. Yeah, so I mean that's usually what happens. That's why beware male feminists. Cuz a lot of them are just full of shit. In fact, I'm just going to say this outright. All male feminists are full of shit. A bunch of rapists. I'm just going to throw it out there. If you're a male feminist, You're suspect of being a rapist. I would understand egalitarian, but then you treat everyone equal. I'm egalitarian. I would rather, in fact, I remember I was at an open mic and they were doing a question and answer type thing, and somebody like, do you think women deserve equal rights? And I'm like, of course, I'm a libertarian. Oh, that means you're a feminist. And I just snap back. I'm like, I would rather die of AIDS than be considered a feminist. And that silly little girl started to cry. and people were looking at me like I'm a monster because I was laughing my balls off. Like, you're crying because I refuse to accept that stupid label. Because honestly, feminists, I don't know, even the one of the articles I wrote is not about, we're not here to make men feel comfortable, it's a revolution, we don't need men. All right, fine, bet, bada bing, bada boom, don't need me, don't need you. So, I mean, don't cry when I'm like, when I hold you accountable for when you fuck up and you still expect the same concessions of being a woman. And no, you can't have it both ways. Sorry. Doesn't mean I hate women. Just means, hey, you want equal? I'm going to make you equal. Bada bing, bada boom. Can you help me lift this heavy thing? Oh, you can't do it? No? Oh, okay. Then you can't have equal pay for equal work. Because you can't do equal work. Simple as that. If you can't physically do the job, you can only do some of the job. You can't just expect all the money. And now I'm just going into that whole thing. So, I mean, I'm just saying, like, look, I'm egalitarian. I'm I guess, a pragmatist, I guess. But I will hold the door open for you. I will pull your seat out. I will give up my seat for the elderly. Because my mom and dad would smack the living shit out of me if I didn't do it. Like, that's just how I was taught. And for those listening, that's probably because of my Judeo-Christian values. Because I know some people are going to listen. They hate religion. Yep. So anyways, like to thank everyone for listening. In fact, hold on. Before I close the show out, let's end it with another song. I don't know what this is. This, I don't know who this is, but song's called L.I.B. Oh, another roast beef curtain song. No. Hey, what's this? Oh, okay. So, yeah. Roast beef curtains again. Actually, no. This is... all right. Found it. This is a group called Farther From Resolution. This is the song called Still Hours.
This is Still Hours. I've tried so long to get through to you. You're a part of this and I am too. Regret changed into the birth of something new. Making light of all that to put me through. More.
That was Farther from Resolution with their song Still Ours. Check them out on Spotify. Just look up Farther from Resolution or go on their Facebook, facebook.com/FFRBand. In fact, I'd like to thank everyone for listening to the show. As always, please smash that like button however you are listening to the show. Come back next week. Same crotch time, same crotch schedule. And, so anyways, what the hell? Hey, the girl's headline on the... And Plenty of Fish says, interested in your dog pictures, not your abs. So I asked her if she wanted to fuck my dog. Yes, alright. Alright, Patrick. Anyways, smash that like button. Please subscribe to us on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Google Play, and of course, Spreaker. Please, if you listen on Spreaker, please patronize or click the ads. Help me out. Also, you know, also, please use my Amazon link. That's tinyurl.com/LouisB. It'll take you to Amazon. The prices stay the same. It's just a redirect link from my Amazon link. So I don't have to say, go to Amazon.com/associates-infinite-sign×2. Three these nuts. I don't know. So, yeah. So, thank you. So, anyways, as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
That's the end of my show. Donk.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.